You're listening to Riley the Red Pill on Rough Rider Radio.
She's motivated, innovative, inspirational, with real life understanding and real talk with real situations. It's Riley, the Red Pill Talk Show.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Riley the Red Pill, and I'm coming at you. You know, we went through Women's History Month, and it seems like these months are flying by so fast. But I wanted to do a flashback. I know it's April. I have a lot more to talk about this coming month. But this particular show, I wanted to just share with you all again in regards to one of my great friends, as she shared her journey, her testimony, and her story of life. And I felt like it was compelling in terms of how we don't always hear about how people can go through certain aspects of life and how they have overcome and where their success is now leading them. So this particular show, I wanted to shout out my girl Cece. I love her so much. And I just love just emphasizing on stories and life journeys of those of us that are making such an impact, not only to ourselves, but we're helping others along the way. So as we get into it today, I want to share my great friend from past to present. And I'll follow up with our current show next Saturday, but take a listen on this flashback and replay that I have for you today. So today, y'all know I get excited about my guests, because baby, we bring in the conversations on topics that nobody wants to discuss, with complete transparency. And you know, with Riley, that means no holds barred. Today, my guest is a woman that has truly overcome transitions in life, allowing all of her manifestations, desires, goals, and dreams to come to fruition, while breaking down all barriers with God first in her life. Coming from East St. Louis, Illinois, and deciding to rise above the face of adversity, she has touched and felt her way through a modeling career, becoming a stylist, and a natural socialite, to becoming a COO of a healing center that provides life-enhancing resources to domestic violence survivors, teen moms, and homelessness. This queen is now the voice you will hear on Hits 92.3 Radio. And this aspiration of inspiration is a voice that you all need to hear. I am super excited that she is spending this time with me on my show. And yes, she is a friend as well. As she shares her journey with us on the Riley the Red Pill Show, I please ask you to help me welcome my beautiful Miss Cece. Girl,
that was one heck of an introduction. Oh, oh my God. I want to write that down.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to jot it down and send it to you.
Listen, because I'm going to use that for everything.
You know what? So...
Hi, guys.
It's funny because you know me, Cece. Like, I just gravitate to the understanding of people and put it in my own words.
And I love it. Thank you. I love how you explain me so well. Like, listen, I didn't do it, guys. She did it. Like, that's power right there. Okay, I'm here to tell you that. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm super, super excited. I'm excited for you.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. We got big. It's Women's Month. Like, come on now.
And we celebrate 2023. Yes, we are kicking off the year.
Listen, cheers.
Cheers. Y'all have to clean. We are celebrating the year of us.
Yes.
I say year, not just a month.
The year.
Because 2023.
2023 is powerful.
It is so powerful.
It really is.
It is our opportunity.
Yes, it is.
And we put a lot of work into it.
Oh, my God. I don't think people, they see the glitz and glam of it. They don't know the sacrifice behind
Absolutely not.
And it's a lot of sacrifice. If it's a big sacrifice if you want the big goals, you know?
Exactly.
I got big dreams, baby. I got a yacht I'm trying to buy. Not rich. Okay. We on a yacht and a private jet. I'm Diddy over here.
That's
okay. See Diddy.
That's it.
Call me that.
That's it. Okay.
So we got these big dreams, but understand, when we manifest and when we pray and when you're, even when you're chosen, but God is going to bless you with all your heart desires.
That's true.
And I don't think that, and I don't think that people really understand that, the power of faith, the power of holding on to God's word, because I had to get out of my way. Okay. And when I got out of my way,
you are going somewhere already.
Yeah, because I like, listen, I tell people I'm me all day long. People, you really don't even know what to get from me, because some people you may see me, they may have saw me in a club twerking. You know, some people may see me.
But that was that night.
And that was that night. You know, some people see me at church singing. You know, praising the Lord. And that was that day. Exactly. You know, and then you see me pouring into people. You see me just laughing. But don't box me. Don't come over here thinking that you're finna just say, oh, she just shouldn't be doing this or doing that. What I'm doing, I am me. But I'm still putting out good work, God's work.
That's
But with keeping the faith, that is so hard to do.
It is.
Let's keep it real now.
Let's keep it real.
You know, it sounds cute and fancy, but it is so hard to do, especially when you're in a season of isolation.
Say it again. So wait. We got to take it back. We got to take it back so they get an understanding.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing, no, because the key that you said is that in order for things to work, you have to have faith.
Yes.
Now, faith is dead without works.
Exactly.
Now, understand, y'all can't just be in there just praying and getting down on your knees and just asking Jesus for everything, and then you think you're going to sit in your bed or in your chair and just wait on it.
Mm-mm.
You got to work at it.
Yes, all the time.
And so that is key to what you've stated, and it's so true, in fact, but people need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that faith is as small as a mustard seed.
That's what I tell people.
And that's all you need is a mustard seed.
Yeah. You see right there, faith over fear. That's been up there since I've been here.
That's what life is.
And that is what life is, because I've been on my entrepreneur journey for a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
If I was back home in East St. Louis, Illinois, I would be at a 9-to-5, because I would not have. I took a chance coming here.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Georgia with absolutely nothing. Just this place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no job. I had a car. I was in a car accident like 5 days after I moved here. And let me tell you, I'm protected. And that's for sure. I am protected. But I was in a car accident like 5 days. And I got the question, like, okay, guys, was this the right choice for me to come here? Because you didn't took my car away from me. I just got here, you know. Everything was just like you would think going wrong would go wrong in the midst of me coming. But baby, when I say God planted me, I done went through some things here. I've helped so many people too. But I've been obedient in my transition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even, and it's so funny, like I tell people, you just have to do it. Like I have my testimony that I'm going to be telling
today.
At the show, not today.
But just in general, at your show. Yes.
People, I don't look like what I've been through.
And that's the key.
I don't even look like what I'm going through.
Listen, that part.
I don't look like what, but this is the thing. That's a gift too. I'm using my gift. I made a post. I said, finally, all of my gifts are making room for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go and work no 9-to-5.
Right.
But it's the favor that God has over
exactly
me.
What it is.
You know, because I don't know why I don't have to go work no 9-to-5. When I say God, you know, I act with you.
Yes, right. But we act together.
When I say.
But he makes a way.
He made all the ways.
And what you have to do is trust him. When you said what you said, honey, and understanding, because you and I, and how Cece and I, oh my gosh, I love, love how we embrace people that God is putting your path to meet, because our roles are the same.
Yeah.
And I understand, yes, we mirror each other. But mm-hmm. when you said about the accident, mm-hmm. and when you said, you know, you had to question him, okay, because he's gonna expect the question mm-hmm. because he's doing things that you're not going to understand.
Exactly.
But because he's doing those things, he wanted you to himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, so many times, girl. So many
and
times.
And we've evaded those yes. because we got in our own way.
Oh, I'm always, girl.
And not listening.
Get out of my way. Get out of your way, girl.
And I'm... But when you can tell yourself that,
yes.
but until you do it, mm-hmm. yeah. that's when you know exactly. what you know, what you know. And that transition here, number one, mm-hmm. was a place for you to come because he said, I had to move you out your environment
yes.
because you keep getting sucked back into what I'm mm-hmm. taking you away from. You're listening, but you're not doing.
Exactly. Oh, baby, so, yeah. I spanked myself, child. I already know. Okay. Me and Gab, we got a relationship, okay?
And I love
and it's real. Like, and I'm like, okay, Lord, even with this show. Kid you not. So I'm coming into my gifts too, and that's another thing. That's probably yeah. for another show. So I don't know, girl. But
all my shows always have a part two.
But when I say I got a relationship with my daddy, okay? So when I say from this show, it was so funny. I said, Lord, I need a liquor sponsor. I said, Lord, I need a t-shirt sponsor. I said, Lord, I need this. When I say, whoosh,
okay,
everything came. Everything, I was just calling it out. I have not done anything for the show.
Because guess what? He said, if you speak it, I hear.
Exactly.
But I need you to talk to me.
And God has brought everybody to this thing. And this is the thing. I've been a blessing to so many people a part of this show.
Okay.
Because it's not about the money. It's about God has allowed me to gather the people. And I get, and I'm getting chills and I get so excited. Because he allowed me to gather the people of believers, achievers, inspirational people. People who are going to be encouraged. People, overcomers. Filling the room with these type of elite people. Mm-hmm. People who have blessings for somebody. You know, I say be a blessing. Come and receive a blessing. Just being in that building is a blessing.
And it's going
to be an emotional roller coaster. Because when life happens... It's an emotional roller coaster.
That's right. That's right.
And y'all gonna cry, y'all gonna laugh, y'all gonna be in a vibe. It's gross.
I'm super excited. My guest, the real CC. We didn't even get into the introduction of
things. Oh, we really did not. We got so excited. You know, it was a good time, you know, in the first little half of it.
Yeah, because we enjoy each other. So So get into the understanding of, like I stated, this is the queen that's coming to hits 92.3, you guys.
Yay.
Y'all got to get ready for this, honey.
Get ready, guys. Get ready. Seriously. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to talk about some stuff. But what do you want to know?
The show is called...
Life Happens.
I love it.
Yeah.
Girl, that's all it's
yes,
needed.
Exactly.
That's all you need to say. Life happens because it does.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that happen in life.
Yes.
And you're going to be bringing it to the forefront. We're talking about transparency.
Yes, we are. It's not going to be any hot topics, okay? These hot topics we're talking about are the topics they like to sweep up under the rug, okay?
Yeah, and these are topics every day, so why they got
to
be
exactly,
hot?
Exactly, you know. And that's my platform. I love to speak about things that people don't usually like to speak about. You know, I'm a beautiful person delivering ugly stories.
You can say that again.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I ain't gonna y'all better not take this. Hashtag understand. Y'all can use it as a hashtag, but know it's hers.
Exactly. Yes. And I say that I'm a beautiful person delivering ugly stories because I can truly say that because I've seen my life on two totally different spectrums.
Okay.
Growing up, baby, mm-hmm. okay, and I love you ladies, but growing up, mm-hmm. people called me, I kid you not, I was bullied. You know, I was called that I look like Whoopi Goldberg, Leslie Jones. Somebody just tried to mean girl me just recently at a party, girl. Pulled up Leslie Jones and showing people at the party, like, don't she look like her? Don't she look like her? Tried to mean girl me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's so funny because I dealt with that as a kid, bullying so much.
Mm-hmm.
So people called me ugly and like, who wants to be called Whoopi Goldberg? First off, like, as a kid, you sure is ugly.
Yeah.
Nobody
That's
wants to
That's
all
you be. Remember from
exactly.
the movie.
Exactly. So, you know, yeah. so, you know, people, if I would have let people tell me who I was,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be who I am today.
Exactly.
You know, I didn't listen to people who tell me that I wouldn't be nothing or I'm going to stay working a 9-to-5. I know I've always had a light on me.
I know
it's going to shine. It's going to shine whether people like it or not. But I'm going to let it shine.
But the strength, even as a child,
mm-hmm.
to overcome that. And because we deal with bullying now in schools and we're seeing a lot going on
mm-hmm.
in our community where kids are dealing with the black on black crime or, you know, just crime against
mm-hmm.
our community as a whole. How did you, I mean, with, and I'm going to take it that mm-hmm. without any counseling.
No counseling.
Without any parental support, mm-hmm. you did this. And as a child, you did that. Mm-hmm. And here to stand today to be able to give that testimony about overcoming that mm-hmm. so you can teach others.
Yes. And speaking of teaching others, I have to help my daughter with it because we deal with it, you mm-hmm. know, so it's not an easy thing mm-hmm. at all, baby, because I'm the one that's running up to the bus stop and she hates it because it's just like, leave my baby alone. You know, mm-hmm. I know what it feels like to not even speak on it, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. but I thank God that she's open and she speaks about it, you know, so I have to be there for her mm. in ways that, you know, I didn't go to my mom about it. You know what right. I'm saying? I just didn't, you know,
just
but
didn't.
She comes to me about it and I'm so happy that she does. So we can deal with it together.
Absolutely.
You know, but even with the bullying, it starts at home. It starts at home. I blame the parents. You know, I blame the parents for not pouring into their children, telling them that they're enough, being available for them in order to be a nice person. Mm. It costs you nothing to be a nice person. It's nothing to love. But people are so raised off of survival.
They
don't even know how to love.
That's all that there is right now, survival mm-hmm. mode. Everybody knows
over.
That we have to get that mm-hmm. to get this, and we got to do that to do this.
Yeah.
And it's about either money, careers, and there's not enough focus. The villages have separated. They're diminished.
Exactly.
And we need to try to bring them back.
And that's the whole purpose of This Life Happens, the launch of it. You're going to see it's bridging the gap between men and women.
Love it.
You know, I have my guest speaker, men and women. Comedians, men and women. Singers, men and women. Like right. everybody, by DJ, I got a man and a woman DJ. Yeah. Like everything is bridging the gap because we don't know how to work together.
Right.
But I'm putting people in a room where you have to work together.
You're forced to.
You're forced to.
Because we need to bring that back.
Exactly.
If we don't have each other, then we have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But that's ideal. That's ideal. And
yes.
Kudos to you in terms of growing from that understanding, being able to educate your daughter on it and get her through it. Mm-hmm. Because it's they have no resources.
If they
don't have parents in the household like yourself that mm-hmm. are there to support them and make sure that they're okay, talk to them, they feel open to do so. Mm-hmm. Our kids are also falling by the wayside.
Yeah, they are. They need a village.
Yeah.
You know, and my daughter, she has a lot of friends. And I love that. I didn't have a lot of friends. I'm a popular loner, okay? I'm a popular loner. I like my space to myself, okay? I ain't that mad at it. But I wasn't popular when I was a kid. You know,
okay.
I had a Jerry curl. I don't know what my mama.
Well, we all went to the place. It was okay.
Not in my era. Not in my era. In 2000, you should not be having no Jerry curl in 2000.
Yeah. Okay. I'm speaking up. I'm dating myself, so I take it back. I apologize, y'all.
Listen, folks, y'all must have followed a drip. Girl, I've been getting teased out. Girl, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
You've come a long way.
A long way. You know, back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. Y'all on me.
And you can probably sing that song and have an understanding
exactly.
to it.
Exactly.
That's what's up.
Yes. So,
that's what's
but
up.
Going back to what you said, so I've seen being beautiful, like I said, beautiful person delivering ugly stories. Mm-hmm. I've been on both spectrums. Like now, and I used to almost be 300 some pounds. So when
Shut
I was,
up.
Oh, you never saw, oh, yes, girl, I used to be a big girl, yes. So that's when I started off.
Y'all don't understand. What do y'all see the pictures of all this fat that y'all see? I'm like, what? And even if it was that, it doesn't take away from
fly.
Who you are, but
yes.
I'm just saying.
I was fly.
I didn't know.
Then. Yeah, I'm going to show you pictures when we leave here. But I was fly, and I was more comfortable then than I am now.
Because
I got attention, and I get too much attention right now. But it's like the attention I'm getting now is just like, oh, y'all only looking at me for a reason, you know. But I'm not even comfortable in my body like that.
Mm.
So I'm still trying to figure out when I be putting stuff on, I'm like, oh my God, I don't look. I don't know if it's body morphia issues or type of thing. Or mm-hmm. I guess that's the right word.
What we go through?
Yes. You go through it too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You be like, oh, I don't look right in this. But everybody else say, girl, you
yes.
look like a dime.
Yes. And I'm like, really? Yeah, see? I'm like, ooh. But oh my God. I don't want to worry about no stuff like that, child, because I really don't care, to be for real. But just, my body is transforming
mm-hmm.
to something I've never seen before, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm not used
yes,
to it.
So that's
and then I'm just like, okay, God, what's going on? But then I tell people, maybe God didn't want me to be fat, child. He knew I had things to do. He knew I had to be in front of these people because you, in this industry,
you have to have a ideal picturesque understanding. Let me tell you. I'm going to make it an understanding. Yes. Because I'm not going to put it as a, you know, a straightforward look that you have to have. Mm-hmm. But you have to have an understanding, if you will.
I really could care less about the look, because I would have came in, if God kept me that size, I would have came in that size and still did what I'm doing right now. You know, but by being this size, it got me a feature with, what's his name? Christian Keys. From Saints and Sinners.
That's right. And from All the Queen's Men.
All the Queen's Men, yes.
That we've done.
Yeah. So that girl, my friend, she had gave me this dress. I had this beautiful green dress and he was in green. And they put me with him. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, this is my time. This is my close-up. And that's my first time ever even acting. That was my first time.
Okay.
And they put me in front of the camera right there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm just ready for my close-up. But I had lost like 10 pounds and I had not even known it. And it was just like perfect for that role. Perfect for being in that position at that time.
Wow. But it was all in his alignment.
Alignment.
It's
exactly.
All in his alignment.
Exactly.
And that all comes together with moving out of your way, having faith of a mustard seed, and being in the alignment of God. Again, I have to give a shout out to you, CC, in this time and day that we're living in, especially how you were sharing that dealing with your daughter, going through being bullied, and the support that you're providing her, and the things that are not being provided to create and help our villages like we used to have. Y'all, we need to get back to these villages.
Seriously, I'm very tight on it. I'm like, village, 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 village.
You know, because
we can't do this alone. Like, seriously.
The thing is that what we need to understand as our community and our culture, and as a black race in general, is that we don't have a geo system. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we don't have somebody that we can fall back on that's going to help us with the rules and regulations, laws, and all those things that we need to have in order to protect us as a culture.
Yeah.
So all we have in reality is us.
Each other.
And you guys, we got to be those villages. Like I always say, state, and I've always continued to share in each of my shows.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be, and I know we were dating ourselves, but you might remember.
Hold on now.
There were ceasefire moments. And that's when the gangs would come together and try to help the gun situation and the killings that were going on at that time to bring our culture together.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have those. We don't have villages. We don't have communities.
No, we against each other so much.
And
it's
I don't understand why.
Well, I really don't understand it either. Because at what point did we decide that we were about to go against each other? Make it make sense.
Yeah, why are we choosing each other to go against?
Each other.
Not saying we're not encouraging y'all to go against anybody
else.
However.
But we're not understanding. Make it make sense. I'm just trying
to make it make sense. Why do you want to kill your own brother or your sister?
Yeah, why?
Anybody. Exactly, anybody. But I had to post that question. Why are we so conditioned to hate, to have envy, to have jealousy, to be angry, to be mad at people of our own culture.
Yeah.
When every other culture, not saying that there isn't division in cultures, and understandably, but of course we expound on ours because we are what? We're black.
Yeah.
So in that, and saying that, and that we have so many opportunities that we can put ourselves in the forefront, why not do so? Why not come together and make it work?
And see, that's what I was speaking with you earlier about the love and being brought up on survival and not love. You're brought up on seeing, and then in poverty, you know, you're seeing and the internet. Oh my God.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What you see. That's the reality that is portrayed. I can care less about the reality because I'm living reality.
Exactly.
Real reality.
The music or the TV. Those are things, and that's a part of what is bringing our generation, our generations down, is because they're seeing these facades, and I'm going to call them just that.
Exactly.
You're seeing those things that potentially, if that's what you want to gauge yourself for, work for it.
Work for it.
Don't rob, steal, kill, and do those things for it. Work for it, because that's what they did. But they're not portraying those things. They're just saying, okay, this is what you need. This is where we are, and this is what we should be doing, regardless of how you have to get it. And I think that that's majority of why we don't have the strength that we have in our culture as a whole.
Yeah. And then, you know, as it comes the broken homes.
It
a
does.
Lot has to deal with broken homes.
Have mercy.
You know, and no guidance and no mentors. We are just now in the era where I'm seeking mentors. You know, I didn't seek a mentor as a kid. I wish I had a me in my life when I was a kid. Mm. So, you know, and that's why I love when I see these men and they have these different type of groups and they are they're basically resuscitating these young men and, and grooming them and helping them, because how can you learn from a 13-year-old that just had this baby? It's a lot of kids raising kids.
And, you know, what's key about that is that I'm glad you said that. In order for our men to continue to be that product of a man in that leadership role, it has to be a support system. And ladies, I'm going to tell y'all, y'all need to start supporting our black men. Because in reality, we are somewhat of the demise of why our communities are failing. And we have to accept our own accountability for that.
And that's what I told you earlier. We're not working together. We're working against each other. So that's why I told you with my show coming out, it's bridging the gap between men and women. Oh, I'm putting you together. I'm bringing you together. Okay? We working together over here. And we giving blessings and receiving. That's what we're doing.
But that's what it takes. I mean, think about it. That's what we were created to be anyway.
But
so,
let me tell you this, because I have to say this, and I've been saying this a lot lately. And tell me if you think I'm wrong. Let me know what you think. So, as kids, girls, we are conditioned to not like boys. Boys are icky. Everything about them is stay away from them. They're nasty. They're this and this and that. We're conditioned to feel and think that.
That's true.
So, if we're conditioned to think this, that's already set up to go against this person who we should be building with, because later on in life, we're going to get that connection. Oh, I need this person. Oh, we got to be with this person. You know what I'm saying?
But guess what?
What?
At the same time, we condition for that ickiness. You also condition for being that princess.
Yeah.
That fairy tale wedding.
That's true.
House with the picket fence. Where are the conditions getting unbalanced? Like, you either want to, and again, that's key to what leads up to when we talk about that one-sidedness. We want to have all of that princess mentality in terms of
I'm a princess queen,
because the expectation is that he's going to give us all that because he's already that ain't right.
It's not right because we're conditioned like that. We want that princess lifestyle, that picket white fence and stuff like that, but baby, that is not always a reality everybody. You know, it's not a reality for everybody.
I'm emotional right now. I'm emotional. Because this is the thing. I'm getting emotional because right now, there's a large majority of people that are getting divorced.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about y'all people that just got married a month ago or 2 months ago. I'm talking about people that have marriages 18 to 25 years. And y'all are getting divorced now for the okay, I can't call them dumb because I don't know your reason for why you state the things you do. But if it's because you just tired of that individual, because you either emotionally, financially, or just the connection, I'm sorry. We are 18 years now, so.
That's true. People get tired of each other. People get tired of people.
Y'all, why y'all
I can tell
tired
you, I'm the last now? One. Don't she don't know, but I'm the last one to be coming over here talking about a relationship, child. Don't come over asking me about I've been divorced twice. Don't come over here asking me about no damn relationship,
child. I've been divorced twice,
I don't have nothing to say about none. I'm just here.
Okay, but I'm going to say I've been divorced twice, but I'm going to honestly say that both of my divorcees are friends of mine. Now, there's some relationships I never, ever want to talk to those individuals again.
Yeah.
Based on the situations that occurred and how things transpired. Yeah, yeah, that's where you at. Okay.
No, well, you know what? My first husband, because I'm keeping the all just real. He like my big little brother. Like, he get on my nerves. Okay. Like, but I can't. Girl,
because you know why that is? You grew with him.
Yeah, I grew with him and grew. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, but the other one, he flew off the. I was just talking to my friend about this. Baby girl, if I put out an SOS, we wouldn't even, I don't know, where this man flew off the face of the earth. We wouldn't even know how to find him if I wanted to, and I don't want to, but I'm just saying, baby.
Well, listen.
I'm okay over here.
Y'all are tuned in today. I'm trying to tell you today, we are talking about bullying. We're talking about growth. We're talking about your faith. We're talking about overcoming. And most importantly, we're talking about women and Women's History Month. Guys, we out here representing, and we're trying to educate each and every one of our women, our queens, our princesses, mm-hmm. if you will, so that you all can have a better understanding of life and how you can be in alignment mm-hmm. to basically bring our villages back together. Because yes. y'all are the future. The young adults, I mean, listen.
Yeah.
We, seriously. Kudos to everything that's going on with mm-hmm. you all, but we still have to be that encouragement.
Yes, we need to be what we needed.
We and understanding that you at some point in your transition mm-hmm. Coming from East St. Louis.
I'm gonna get it right, girl. East St. Louis, Illinois in the house. 89 blocks. Tell her, y'all better tell her.
Okay. I have not been there yet. I have died to go to Illinois as a whole. But yeah, my mistake is I was about to call it East Point because I'm in Atlanta.
Right, East Point, Georgia. No, yes. East St. Yes. Louis, Illinois viewers.
Yes. But your transition and coming to where you are now.
Yes.
And you are a COO of a nonprofit organization that helps deal with those that have dealt with or experienced, if you will, mm-hmm. domestic violence.
Yes. Yeah.
And homelessness
mm-hmm.
and so, teen yeah. violence. But tell us your journey, if you will, that led you to that path. Because that's not easy.
That is not easy. And I'm going to let you know, because I can't spill all the beans, because you have to come to my show for that. For you, your listeners, you know what I'm saying? Go on my event, Bri, Keeping It Real with CC.
We just want to give y'all a little portion.
Bit, yes. But, yes, it's no secret. I am a domestic violence advocate and survivor.
Very good.
I'm not going to go into so much of the story, but coming here mm-hmm. was the aftermath
okay.
of what I endured. You know, I had always had a dream to come to Atlanta. This has always been my big dream. But, you know, with domestic violence and... you have to really pay attention to the signs.
Right.
You know, and like I tell people, my thing wasn't, I was in an abusive relationship. Okay. It was somebody snapped on me. So that's a big difference, that's a you know. Difference. I wasn't in
but you're
that.
You're not enduring it every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I didn't endure no ass whoopings. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Your people. Yeah. I didn't endure that, okay? I didn't go through any of that. But I did see signs of a person who dealt with a lot of anger issues.
Okay.
You know, and then my story is about saying no. And I'm such adamant about this. If I say no, it's just no. Like, if I don't want to, I just don't want to. I don't want to be forced into doing anything I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't understand, you know. And it's so funny because sometimes people make little jokes like, girl, you should just gave him some. You should just gave him some. But it's just like, that's not what I wanted to do, you know. Mm-hmm. And, with that situation, it escalated when you get to drinking, and well, he was drinking an awful lot, you know, mm-hmm. and he was just drinking and drinking and drinking, and then, yeah, you know, okay. it turned into a situation okay. that I'm just so grateful that God saved me and got me out of it.
Okay.
Because I tell people all the time, I brag differently. I don't brag about what I have, what I could have, or anything like that. I brag about the life that I'm able to live.
Because
if man had it his way, I would be dead.
Mm.
And so I live differently, and I live out loud. So if people see me, and if you don't know me, they don't know why I have this big old smile on my face right. all the time. I go through so much stuff, and I'm still smiling because I know that God saved me for a reason.
Exactly.
And you see me walking in purpose and reasoning now. You know, everything is in my alignment. I'm always saying, God, why you gave me this ugly story to tell?
Mm-hmm.
I told you beautiful people tell ugly stories.
I love that.
You know, but he gave me this story to tell for the people who don't have a voice, or the people who are voiceless and who don't want to tell the story and who are afraid to tell the story. Mm-hmm. So with being on with Whole Life Healing Center, and shout out to Mia, because she is the founder of it.
Okay.
And she brought me in with this because I don't shy away from being a survivor. And it's so funny because every time I see somebody, it's like God is just gravitating to a survivor.
Mm.
And I'll get to talking and they'll be like, oh my God, oh my, me too. It's like, that's a village.
Right.
It's a village for survivors. You know, there's a village for
it's
survivors.
A village. Yes.
And it's just so crazy because everybody like,
you always this bubbly? You always this happy? Mm-hmm. When you saw me happy. Mm-hmm. You're always going to see me happy. I have so much to smile about. I have so much joy. That's I have right. so much life to live.
That's right.
But what you don't see is I'm in pain every day. I'm mm-hmm. diabetic too. Okay. So I deal with neuropathy. So I just really be in pain a lot. And y'all just probably find this out, but I'm insulin dependent and nobody sees that, but right. Giselle sees it. Cause when I have my moments and I just can't move, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I
daughter.
Live like, mm-hmm. I live real life,
that's it.
You know, and I'm just making it look good because I know that God has a bigger calling on my life.
That's
so
it.
I got to move through the pain. I got to move through everything. Like, repossession, eviction notice, anything that is coming up against
and that's,
me.
That's real.
Exactly. I'm
it's
walking
real.
Through it. And that's why people don't even understand. And I can't, I'm super excited. I don't like to say I can't wait, but I'm super excited to tell the story of being so resilient and being and keeping the faith. When I say I'm keeping the faith with absolutely
all.
Nothing, like when I say it's nothing but God, like God has really sat me down to show me that you can't depend on nobody but me.
Right.
But through his people. He has blessed me through his people, so I know it's him. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's it.
So
that's it.
Yeah.
And the understanding of if you ever feel like your mind is just like in a fog, like you just
mm-hmm.
don't have no clarity whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know where I'm supposed to be going. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm supposed to do next.
Yeah.
Typically, that's God giving you an understanding. I've already gotten this second gift. I don't need you to do nothing.
That's why I told you I had to get out of my way, girl. I was in my way. I wanted that wheel. I was trying to drive it. I'm baby.
Yeah.
I had to really let my hands go. And I did a video. I said, me getting out of my way is allowing me to be in front of you. When I was in, when I was doing it myself, when I was doing it myself, I was not... I didn't have as many eyes on me as I do now, baby. Now, eyes are really, really on me. And God is blessing me in front of people. And I know y'all see it. He blessing me in front of my audience because he's showing people that I can use anybody.
That's right.
And I'm not a Bible thumper. I can't even give you a scripture.
But I got
probably.
A spiritual understanding.
You know, exactly.
I do have a spiritual
exactly.
understanding.
And that's why I say that he can use anybody. I'm a vessel. He's using me. I am still me.
That's
I'm,
it.
Y'all going to get a dancing video. I don't know. You're going to see me at church. You're going to see me
at the club.
You're going to see me wherever.
I'm still going to be
but
me.
But God is still using me. And I'm still, and in that club, you're probably going to see me at somebody got a word. I'm probably
the,
just pour it into him.
This is the funny thing is that it doesn't matter because God is not judging you.
God ain't just me.
He knows who you are before
child.
You knew
I'm
yourself.
Faithful.
He
mm-hmm.
knew you before you knew yourself.
Yes.
So you all good. Go twerk on Friday. And go
I know. They be seeing
that.
It. You know, they be sending me screenshots and stuff because I was twerking real good in that red skirt, girl.
Oh,
was
okay.
Nice.
Was your first time?
Nah.
Oh,
my
okay.
first time.
Y'all, we fools, complete fools. I'm trying to tell you. I don't do anything that's any different. These are conversations y'all need to have.
Yeah, seriously.
But you all are learning from, too. Mm-hmm. We are just everyday people doing everyday things,
yes.
trying to help everybody.
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 That's what we're supposed to
help and
God's people.
These experiences that we have gone through, there are so many of others that are gone through it that
yes.
just never had the voice.
They don't have the voice.
And don't know that it's okay. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay that you're getting through it. It's okay
yeah.
that you go through the pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay that you cry behind closed doors.
Yeah.
It's okay that you know you need help. If you need it, seek it.
Seek
There's
it.
Nothing wrong with that. And don't think about what anybody else has to say about it. Because, baby.
Hello.
They're not going to do nothing else for you. They're not going to do nothing for you. The only person that can do for you is God.
That is so true. That is so
right,
true.
Let me tell you something. That smile you carry, it fills a room. And it we share in that because
mm-hmm.
that's how I get through my pain. Nobody's, they always say, girl, one of the infamous understandings of who I was is people always say, you smile through everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I do because of the fact
yeah.
that I used to do it because I didn't want anybody to have a pity for me or feel sorry for me.
Mm.
I don't want you to acknowledge my pain. I want you to acknowledge who I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to keep carrying my smile because you need to know who this genuinely
mm-hmm.
is me.
Yes, it is.
We all going to go through something, but you got to
yeah.
go through to get through. And baby, I'm ready to stand.
Hello, because I'm just like, I can't take another nothing, another get through.
There's no more. There's
God,
no more.
God, you did 36 years worth of getting through, okay? It's time to shatter the rainbow.
Right.
I need to taste the rainbow.
I'll take that shattered ceiling now. Just let the glass fall. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm like, I did the work, God. You chose me. Listen, I'm doing. And that's
and
another
keep doing
thing.
Because I'm not going to disappoint you.
Exactly. And we spoke about being set down. You know, and I was sat down for 3 years, okay? I had to be quiet for 3 years. But it's so...
It's the same journey right
really?
Here.
That is so funny.
But go ahead.
But a lady, I went... So everything about me is life. Life. Mm-hmm. I live life. I love life. It's about life.
Yes.
So I went to try to register for school at Life University.
I
try to make my life make sense, okay? I try to make my life make sense. So I go to Life University, and then I meet some amazing people, but... You know, they supposed to be helping me, but I'm over here telling my testimony. I'm pouring into them. I'm speaking life. I speak life everywhere I go. So I'm speaking life into them, and they're gravitating towards me.
This show has been phenomenal. We have talked about so much, and your journey in itself is an inspiration. Mm-hmm. And it's more to come, you guys. Listen, let's talk about this 92.3. Come on in. Let them know that you are launching, girl.
Yes, guys. Just keep it real with CeCe. With Hits 92.3 ATL. Okay? So, I got to get really used to saying that, and because that's super, super cool. And again, alignment.
It is.
Everything is alignment, and a closed mouth does not get fed. You know, and that's why I would like to lead people and show people, like, you are the mastermind behind your own journey, behind what you want to do. You got to make it happen. And there's nobody else that's going to make it happen. And I even figured that out with putting on my show. Mm-hmm. I was going to, and you know, because me, I'm just like, get somebody else to do it. That, okay? Get somebody else. I just want to show up and be the talent, okay? Uh-huh. But in this season, God made me have to really rely on him, like I told you, mm-hmm. on him and just myself, because I could do it too. Yes. If I would have used somebody else, it would have been a crutch. Like, even when I did my show in 2019, mm-hmm. I had other guests, but God gave me that vision, but I had to put somebody else aside me because I was not comfortable. I wasn't really ready. You know, God, they were my crutches. Mm-hmm. And even with I came here and I was trying to do a show with my girl Chi Chi, and it's like we're no longer doing the show, but and I need to even speak with her about this because I'm a good friend, but I'm bad with communication. You know, you talk to me, you hit me up, oh, I'm there for you. But baby,
when it comes to your own,
yeah, you're bad, you know, very, very bad with it. But it wasn't about her per se.
It was about you.
It was about me mm-hmm. and my journey. Mm-hmm. And God has isolated me for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I think I really talk to my mom the most that I talk to anybody. I talk to her, like, all day, every day. Mm-hmm. I really don't talk to anybody. And it's just like, people would think that I'm being funny. I'm not being funny. I don't talk to nobody. God isolated me. And people don't understand it because I get it. Everybody's not going to understand my dream that God gave me. Everybody ain't finna go on this journey that God gave me. And then I used to be mad when I felt like people weren't supporting me and not being there for me. But God has been here for me. And I had to change my mind frame. And that's just even recent. Because I'm just like, man, ain't nobody donate. Ain't nobody did this. You know what I'm saying? But God said, girl,
you don't need nobody.
I'm supplying all of your needs. Like every single one of them. Mm-hmm. I am putting on a show with no money. God brought everybody and every piece to this show together.
I understand.
You cannot say, that's what I'm saying. You will get it. Y'all get this free game, but you better start. If God give you a dream, if he give you that vision, he comes to me at night. I'm up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
Girl, say it again.
Yes, because God is talking to me and I'm writing it down and I know the vision, everything that's going on right now. God gave me this in 2018. Mm. So I tried to do it then, but it got away from what God gave me.
Because you tried to do it yourself.
Exactly.
You didn't do it the way he wanted you to do it.
Exactly.
Guess what? He set all of that up for you to be able to be free.
Yes.
At this point now.
Seriously.
Let me tell you something. Oh, I love everything you said, CeCe. Jesus.
I speak to people.
This is and you are, because that's the testimony and the understanding people need to have. Mm-hmm. If you walk in alignment and the understanding that God has provided for you mm-hmm. and your faith with works, it will work. All he's asking you to do is do what I've aligned you to do and mm-hmm. be purposeful at it.
Yes.
Because you're not here for yourself. Always remember that. You're here for everybody else. Mm-hmm. And those that are appointed to you, you will see in that alignment. But you have to open up your eyes.
Yes.
And you have to be available and you have to receive in order mm-hmm. to do so.
Exactly.
Like she said, faith over fear. Mm-hmm. I don't fear nothing but God. Oh, and snakes. Well, that ties in, yeah.
Sharks for me, child. Yeah. I'm so scared
of sharks. It's the snakes for me. I'll take a hoe in a minute, though. Right. I will kill him. But, and I'm talking about one of them old hoes back in the day. They got the pointed edge. I'm coming for you because you're not going to scare me but for so much. But the only fear that I have is God. And I love your transition, your testimony, and your overcoming.
Yes.
And what you're going to provide to all of us. Because, you know, I'm going to keep being encouraged, too.
Yeah.
Although, we set this foundation based on all these things that we didn't even know each other.
No, we did not.
And we do acting together, by the way, you
That's
guys.
How we met.
We met.
Yeah.
We done some great stuff, by the way. We
just did the Tyler Perry, the 6888. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see us in the Soldiers.
When y'all see that movie, when I say epic, emotional, historical,
seriously,
thankful. Thank you, Tyler Perry. If not Thank being a part of that, yes. Being a part of that, that's one of the extra parts of this blessing I've been aligned to is having to be in the right place, the right time, and getting the right understanding and gaining this ability to be able to have these type of experiences.
Yes, because, and this is the thing, this is not for everybody.
It's not.
This is not for everybody.
And we don't want to make it sound like it's easy. It ain't.
It is.
We do a lot.
But if you like it, you know what I'm saying? If you love it, if it's your passion, you know what I'm saying? You have a love for the arts, you know what I'm saying? It's going to come natural to you. You're going to do it. You're going to love it. But it's a lot of hours, you know, and I don't like the complaining that goes along with it because it's just like, you know what you're signed up for. We know why we're here, you know.
Especially when we put ourselves in the mindset that we at peace when we get to set.
I love set. I haven't been on set in a while. It's been kind of hard, you know, with set and not having a car right now. That's why I said when God sent me down, he's allowing me to... Now I'm producing this show. Because God know, this girl got to go. This girl got to do something. Mm-hmm. And I know when I say I know God set me down to do this show. Because all last year, God gave me nothing but acting gigs. So many acting gigs to where I'm nominated for an Actress of the Year award.
There you go.
This year... God ain't gave me nothing. God ain't gave me nothing. He said, sit your butt down, girl. I got some things to do after the show, and I got plays. I got stuff coming up. But the magnitude of how it was last year and how it was when God set me down and when he told me that you got to do this, because I gave you that. He put me in front of so many people. But I had to do this is what I got to do. This is my work. That's fun. That he's like, that's something you want to do. But I got something that you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
And that
I love that.
Pour into his people.
Oh, my God. Amazing. So, well, thank you so, so much for being on the show today. Girl. girl. Y'all know it's going to be a part two. It's going to be a part two, too. Because I swear, shows can't never end when we just finished with the conversation. It just be so comfortable, so good.
And I hope your viewers, your listeners, I hope that they receive something from it, you know?
Too. And I'm sure they will. If they don't, something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all don't receive something from the show, something's wrong.
Yeah, because I'm just talking for my health, child. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking from experience.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and I tell people all the time, I don't speak about nothing I don't know. Like I tell you, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about, I ain't going to say I don't like relationships, but they ain't been the best thing for me. So I don't really converse about relationships like that. I talk about life because life has happened to me.
Well, I do life and relationships because I got a combination. But
you know,
but
I ain't giving no advice on no relationship, child.
No. I can help y'all. Trust me. I've been through some things and I got some things to say. But so, Cece, tell them how they can find you.
Well, you guys can find me if you go on my IG, Keeping It Real with Cece on there. My personal page is The Real Cece 86. That's where it's all. That's why I'm popping it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a personal life, child. You know? And the same on all of the platforms. Yeah, Keeping It Real with Cece. You know? So, yeah, that's where they can find me.
Well, thank you so much.
You're so
I enjoyed
welcome.
You as always.
Yay.
And I look forward to our conversation again.
Yes. We got to bring you on a radio station, girl.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, she's going to be there.
You guys, thank you for tuning in to Riley the Red Pill Show. You know how important it is for me to have my guests on the show and to share their testimonies, their stories, and their journeys. I wanted to share that flashback, particularly although it was a 2023 show. I had never had the opportunity, first and foremost, to share it on my Rough Rider station. And I wanted my family to have the opportunity to hear my girl Cece explain her journey, her testimony, and her story. You know,
The reason I am a vessel and I present this platform is to allow all of us as a community and a culture to express things that are happening in our everyday. You know, we see so many of our people from past and present and people we encounter that we don't really know the story that's behind a smile, or just don't know what's going on with someone at all. And sometimes just having conversations such as what I present on my show allows us to have the ear to hear and being able to teach one or someone to learn from these experiences that go on in our everyday life. I hope that each and every message that I share with you each and every week gives you an opportunity to allow you to be able to see yourself in any position that you're in, to know that you're not the only one out there, and to know that there is help along the way. Keep your faith as small as a mustard seed. Excuse me. Lord, I'm stumbling over my words. Keep your faith as small as a mustard seed, knowing that God is always leading you and guiding you through whatever you're going through. And He knew you before you knew yourself. So always know that your journey that you're trying to deal with in your life, although we tend to put ourselves in front of everything that is given to us, the unknown is the scariest aspect of life that we all have. But I tell you this, if you trust in Him and understand by faith that you're able to accomplish and be able to lead in anything that is manifested for you, you will succeed at it. You will overcome. You will grow in it. Never look at your situation as being the worst situation, because there's someone worse off than you. Look at your situation and know that those are experiences that you had to go through in order to get to where you are. One thing I love about life is having the experiences that I've had in my past. As we, in each aspect of our lives, from our youth to our adulthood, we experience so many different things that are understandably aligned and designed for us to be able to grow, to lead to the path that we're trying to get to, and to understand ourselves in the best capacity that we can. Always first understand yourself before you apply or engage or welcome or balance anybody that you're bringing into your life. It is so important that we know ourselves. It is so important that we like ourselves. It's more important that we love ourselves. And the best part of it is we understand ourselves. I just, again, thank you all so much, because there wouldn't be any Riley the Red Pill without you. Our listeners are the most important part of what our radio station stands for. But my guests are the help that helps helps each other. It helps me. I learn something each and every time I have a guest on my show. Believe it or not, I'm educated. So I can continue to share with you all so that you can also be able to level up in life. It's levels to this shit, and we have to understand it. So keep it all in mind, guys. Never think that you're worse off than anybody else. Never think that you can't make a mistake, and never think that you won't overcome. I love each and every one of you, and I will be sharing again CeCe's new show that we did. We re-recorded because I had her as a current guest as well next week. You guys are phenomenal. You guys are amazing. That's AHMAZING. Tune in each and every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. on Rough Riders Radio. But also tune in every day of the week. We have the best DJs, baby. That's all I listen to is Rough Riders Radio. I'm serious. I tune in for my DJs because we have DJs from all cultural backgrounds. They're tapping into each and every community. They're bringing the noise, honey. But our podcasts are just the same. Tune in so you can hear different types of conversations. We also speak to indie artists. We expound on getting to share the shine on everyone. Because as my motto says, and I share with you all each and every week, we are the stars that make the stars, baby. Live, love, laugh. And most of all, be the best you can be. We good, good, but we still good. Thank you, guys. I love you. We good, good, but we still good. I hate that we didn't make it to forever. Probably ain't getting back together. But that don't mean that I can't wish you better. We ain't good, good, but we still good. I realize that I can't be your lover. Let's just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another. We ain't good, good, but we still good. Who knew it'd be like this? Usually my exes turning enemies, but this is different. Cause we didn't got closer now that you ain't with me. All that love that we had, ain't no way we gon' forget that. In your family, love me like I'm family. You know where you stand with me. So when they ask, tell them right one, right left. Sometimes can't say been a real one, even though we ain't together. It was real love, and maybe it's still love. I hate that we make it to forever. Probably ain't getting back together. But that don't mean that I can't wish you better. We ain't good, good, but we still good. I realize that I can't be your lover. Let's just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another. We ain't good, good, but we still good.
All the plans you made for me to be your missus. All the stacks that you just spent on me, Ellen. Nigga, don't go forgotten. But we're happier apart than locked in. Don't talk with me, I promise, boy, don't do drama. It didn't work, but I hope you find another. I wish you peace, I wish you sex and good sleep. Find a girl of your dreams. Cause I sleep well at night knowing this ain't meant to be. Right one, wrong time. We didn't try. All good things come to an end. So let's just learn the lessons and find loving again.
I hate that we make it to forever. Probably ain't getting back together. But that don't mean that I can't wish you better. We ain't good, good, but we still good. I realize that I can't be your lover. Let's just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another. We ain't good, good, but we still good.
No matter who you with, I wanna see you happy. Yeah, it didn't work out, but that don't mean you should attack me. We enjoy the 5-star meals, but you was with me for the Zaxby's. Holding me down from the start. I used to be broke, I was ashy. I hate we didn't tie the knot, but shit, that's how life go. You always would say that I might blow. Got rich and I pay for your lipo. I know the person you is, that's why I still wanna be friends. If you wanna open up a new salon, I still help pay for the wigs. And I help with the lease. You know I ain't never been cheap. Relationships don't always last, but let's not turn it to beef. I'll come through from time to time and have you grabbing them sheets. That's if you want to, I'm just playing, girl. Stop smacking your teeth. 21, 21.
I hate that we didn't make it to forever. You know Holly ain't getting back together. But that don't mean that don't I can't wish you better. Good, good, but we still good. I realize that I can't be your lover. Let's just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another. We ain't good, good, but we still good.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Riley, of Riley the Red Pill Talk Show. Tune in on Saturdays from 7 to 8 p.m. to check out my podcast. You can download the app from Google Play or the Play Store. You are grinding with the best. Rough Riders Radio.
She's motivated, innovative, inspirational, with real life understanding and real talk. With real situations. It's Rob, the Red Pill Talk Show. Let's go.
You're listening to Riley the Red Pill on Rough Rider Radio.
This is Rough Riders Radio. Coast to coast and worldwide. This is where the real hip-hop lives. Rough Riders Radio. 100% real hip-hop and R&B.